Well, finally, today, the quality of water and waterways is coming under increasing scrutiny, and efforts are underway in many parts of Australia to repair and restore riparian areas, those critical interfaces between rivers and streams and the land immediately adjacent to them. One of the latest of these to receive attention is located in the heart of Hamilton in the Derwent Valley, where what's known as Platypus Walk is to undergo a transformation over the coming months. It is an initiative of the Derwent Catchment Project. Nick Bosley-Pass travelled to Hamilton to find out more.
One of the really nice things about working for the Country Hour is you're not confined to a studio. So today I'm actually sitting on one end of Platypus Walk at Hamilton, and Eve Lazarus is with me. And Eve, tell me about what's going on here.
Well, we're having a bit of a change of the landscape through here. We've managed to get a grant from the Tasmanian Community Fund to basically rejuvenate the walk, and we're going to also basically undertake some landscape scale changes with ReVeg, and we're going to do some nice native plantings to support the walk infrastructure, which will make this region much more attractive to tourists and also local community.
How would this have looked when the early settlers came here? Very different from what it is today?
Significantly. You know, these sort of beautiful river flats have obviously been very significant to the traditional owners, and these sorts of places where there would have been large trees supporting the river, and probably quite an open landscape, lots of grasslands, and the river would have probably been significantly larger. So at the moment, it's a very different river system, but that's not to say that it's not one that we can still enjoy, and we can make it better with a bit of work and care.
Over those years, the intervening years, there have been some pretty significant changes, I mean, particularly in the vegetation here.
Oh, yeah, very much. So, again, we were just talking about willows before. They're very pretty, but unfortunately they have quite severe consequences. The river systems get choked. The whole sort of biota of the river, if you will, so the small animals and the algae and other small plants that live in there, they don't flourish. You tend to get just willows, their roots, and they just change the water quality entirely. So removing them is a big step, but it's an important one to try and take back the river quality and also just the surrounding environment for the river.
It seems that these days we're paying a lot more attention to these riparian systems and that relationship that they have with the land around them.
Yeah, I think everyone's realising how critical water is. I mean, Tasmania is celebrated for its green, clean environment, and we all understand, watching what's happening in other places of the world, how important rivers and water is to our life and our health. And there's a few small things we can do to prevent those river systems degrading to a point where we can't utilise them, and also to support us as we move through the future. We need good water sources.
So give me a little bit of detail. How is Platypus Walk going to, you know, how's the work going to go?
It's basically our idea, our little vision, is for it to be a showcase of what you can do in what we could call a degraded landscape. That's no slight on the area. It's just, you know, the river system has had a hard time. So we're going to remove the willows, and then we're going to have a staggered revegetation effort. We'll concentrate on putting sedges and grasses around, and then we'll plant probably the kind of species that would have been here before, blackwoods and some gums further out, and then some small shrubs and then the grasses and sedges. So basically we're trying to take it back to something that it would have been like before, and we hope to show people in the community and tourists a very clear before and after of what a river system can look like, and the changes that will benefit the water over time, so that's really obvious to people. And hopefully we can have, you know, politicians and other people in the community come and look and see quite clearly what you can do to make a difference, and how the effort, even though it's substantial, is really worth it, rather than just letting the problem continue.
I think there's an old saying that people have to say around a 30% improvement in anything before they might uptake it and take it on for themselves. But to have that visual difference, I guess your hope is that would really create the impression of how different it could be.
That's exactly right, Nick. And the other thing, doing this kind of work, we notice that there's often a band-aid response to problems. So, you know, you get in and you make it all pretty and then you walk away. And unfortunately, that's one of the things that really undoes good work over time. And one of the things that the Derwent Catchment Project is very committed to doing is to have good follow-up and maintenance. So that's the critical key to making a project work over time, is to not just do something and walk away from it. So that's where we need committed funds. I'm sure, like health and education, the environment is another important part of our society where we need to actually be consistent and have money over the time to do a good job. And that's very much what we're focused on and hoping to show here at Platypus what you can do.
My understanding would be that you would need landowners to be very supportive of this and similar projects.
It's very important having good working relationships with the people who own the land and who manage the land. These are working landscapes, and that's the way it's been for several hundred years now, or 200 years at least. So we, in terms of the European working landscape, so we have lots of great landowners who we have been working with, great people, and they've been really supportive and are supportive of people who come and commit and try to make a difference. And also, this will be a great community project, a little bit about the history of Hamilton, the old mill race, and what people would have done in these areas for the last couple of hundred years. And so we're hoping it to be a really good community project on all sorts of angles.
Finally, what's your time frame? I can see the way that things look now. It's not something that's going to happen overnight.
No, so Greg Jordan, and he's just starting to do the willow work. He's a great operator, so that's going to be a couple of weeks. And as we were just talking about before, things need to get a little bit messy before they get better. So we're hoping that it's not going to look too rough, but of course it will be a big, significant change. But then once the re-veg starts to kick in, it will be a very beautiful site. We just have to, you know, give us a couple of years. We've also been really lucky to secure a work skills program, so Work for the Dole program, which has been really great. So they're going to work for 6 months at this site over spring and summer. And that's going to be a great benefit to us to make sure that we get the continuous work on the ground, and they'll be doing a little bit of weed work and revegetation, and we'll be putting in some tables and some signs.
Now, you mentioned that the history of this, as the this particular section we're talking about, used to be, as I understand it, the old mill race that was a part of Hamilton. Tourism's always been one of those backstays and mainstays now of the Tasmanian economy. Is the hope that this will also become an attraction?
Oh, definitely. As you see, right where we're seated, Nick, is the site of a free camping area. So this is chockers in summer, full of people who come and rest and take the opportunity to stay here for a while or the night. So we'd like to provide a walk that was exciting for people to be able to wander around, take in the local area without sort of being full of weeds, basically, which that's the state of play at the moment. So, and also for people to be able to, you know, enjoy the amenity, both locals and tourists.
Can you picture in your head what it's going to look like?
Yeah, look, I can. And I think it'll be great, and it'll be something that, you know, I've had lots of chats to some of the old locals, and them reminiscing about a time that the river was in a certain way. And I think one of the greatest things we could do is try to recreate that, to go back to, you know, to a beautiful river system. I think that would be a great thing for the locals, but obviously we just have to chip away one bit at a time.
Eve Lazarus from Derwent Catchment Project talking there to Nick Bosley-Pask about upgrading the Platypus Walk at Hamilton in the Derwent Valley, beautiful part of the world.